This is Kevin Roderick with LA Observed for KCRW. Los Angeles has only a few structures that have survived long enough for most to agree they've reached the status of icon. That is, just the mere sight of them represents to the beholder something else, something bigger. And one of those is City Hall. For 3 decades after it was built, its tower piercing the sky over downtown was the tallest building in Los Angeles. It's been in more movies, TV episodes, and postcards than just about any building in town. It may be a dated cliche, but as iconic LA buildings go, it's still number one. Though some will argue for Grauman's Chinese or the theme building at LAX. Fans of the Art Deco period like the former Bullock's Wilshire Tower, now the Southwestern Law School, or Griffith Observatory, sitting up on the ridge in Griffith Park where probably a million people a day can see it. But around the world, and to the editors of Yale University Press, Los Angeles has one iconic structure that outshines the rest. That icon is the Hollywood sign. A new book by the cultural critic and USC professor Leo Brody treats the Hollywood sign as more than just an icon of Los Angeles, or even of Hollywood. It qualifies, he says, as an American icon, up there with the Empire State Building, Gone with the Wind, and the hamburger. That's quite a promotion for a symbol that began as the billboard for a real estate development. But Brody makes a solid case. The Hollywood land sign, as it read originally, lured drivers and potential homebuyers at the peak of the 1920s building boom in Los Angeles. That was the decade when L.A. swelled into a major city and when the advent of automobile culture doomed the old streetcar system. You needed a car to reach Hollywood land, a colony of home sites at the remote top end of Beechwood Canyon, in a natural amphitheater where an early movie production of Julius Caesar was shot with elephants, 500 dancing girls, and a supporting cast of 5,000. The Hollywoodland billboard was built onto a steep slope of Mount Lee by Mexican laborers using mules. Giant sheet metal letters were fixed to telephone poles sunk in the hillside. Hundreds of light bulbs lit up the sign at night in those days. A caretaker who lived in a shack behind one of the letters replaced the bulbs when they burned out. Through the years, the land end of the sign fell away and the lights were turned off. The sign itself fell into disrepair, and no one except the Chamber of Commerce in Hollywood cared much about it. When Los Angeles got around to designating historical landmarks, Grauman's Chinese got a plaque 5 years sooner. 10 years earlier, the city declared the old decorative gates of Hollywood land as landmarks. The Hollywood sign's iconic power, says Brody, comes today from the fact that it's just a word, letters. It doesn't mean anything. And viewers can attach to the symbol any meaning they choose. It can speak to them about the movies or about the history of Los Angeles. What it can't be is ignored. For KCRW, this has been Kevin Roderick with LA Observed.